This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Moscow and Washington both have taken uncompromising stands ahead of more talks amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. The U.S. has rebuffed a demand to halt NATO expansion, and the Kremlin says it will see if it's worthwhile to even keep negotiating. In Monday's talks in Geneva, Russia insisted on guarantees precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations, and demanded to roll back the military alliance's deployments in Eastern Europe. The U.S. firmly rejected those demands, and the U.S. envoy to NATO ruled out any concessions on the alliance's eastward expansion ahead of Russia-NATO talks Wednesday. The Kremlin has said Russia would wait for the outcome of this week's talks before deciding whether it's worth continuing the negotiations. The president of Kazakhstan has announced that its Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out its troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days after completing its mission. The mostly Russian troops were deployed to Kazakhstan last week by the Collective Security Treaty Organization, an alliance of six former Soviet states, at the president's request amid unprecedented public unrest. A protest over soaring fuel prices erupted in Kazakhstan on January 2nd and then quickly spread across the country. It turned violent after that. The president has blamed the unrest on foreign-backed terrorists. He said Tuesday that the CSTO will start withdrawing its troops in 2 days, and the process will take no longer than 10 days. Again, the president of Kazakhstan has announced that Russia-led security alliance, Collective Security Treaty Organization, will be pulling out its troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has announced $308 million in additional humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan. The new aid comes as Afghanistan edges toward a humanitarian crisis since the Taliban takeover nearly 5 months ago. The White House spokesperson Emily Horn says in a statement issued Tuesday that the new aid from the U.S. Agency for International Development will flow through independent humanitarian organizations. The money will then be used to provide shelter, health care, winterization assistance, emergency food aid, water, sanitation, and hygiene services. Afghanistan's long-troubled economy has been in a tailspin since the Taliban takeover. Nearly 80% of its previous government's budget came from the international community. The U.S. Justice Department is establishing a specialized unit focused on domestic terrorism. That's according to the department's top national security official, who told lawmakers Tuesday that the country faces an elevated threat from violent extremists in the United States. The Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee just days after the nation observed the one-year anniversary of the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He says a number of FBI investigations into suspected domestic violent extremists has more than doubled since the spring of 2020. Scientists are seeing signals that COVID-19's alarming Omicron wave may have peaked in Britain and is about to do the same in the United States, at which point cases may start dropping off dramatically. The reason is the variant has proved so wildly contagious that it may already be running out of people to infect, just a month and a half after it was first detected in South Africa. At the same time, experts warn that much is still uncertain about how the next phase of the pandemic might unfold. The plateauing or ebbing in the two countries is not happening everywhere at the same time or the same pace. Weeks of months of misery still lie ahead for patients in overwhelmed hospitals, even if the drop-off comes to pass. A U.S. federal judge has ruled the Federal Trade Commission's revised antitrust suit against Meta, formerly known as Facebook, can now proceed, shutting down the social media company's request for dismissal. In a revised complaint filed last August, the FTC argued that the company pursued buy-or-bury strategy to suppress competition. This is the FTC's second antitrust run at the company. A federal judge in June dismissed antitrust lawsuit brought against Facebook by the agency and a broad coalition of state attorneys general that were among multiplying efforts by federal and state regulators to rein in the tech giant's market power. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.